Job shadowing is a new component to Public Service Recognition Week, and again, the purpose of Public Service Recognition Week is to put the spotlight on public servants around the country, and really show the great work that they're doing and the opportunities that exist as well. So one of the ways to show the what opportunities exist in government is there's no better way actually than to get people to see firsthand. So Job Shadowing Day is designed to give particularly high school students an opportunity to go into a federal agency and see what it's like, experience the culture, experience the work, see firsthand, again, what some phenomenal federal employees are doing on a day-to-day basis.
But this has to take some orchestration to both get the kids who are actually interested in doing this and then match them up with people who are able to take that time to do that.
Absolutely does. And again, you know, it's not simply the organization of getting the students who are interested in this, but it's really finding the right agencies that are willing to not simply open up their doors to people, but make sure that it's a meaningful experience and they really do have the full view of the work that they're doing during that time. We were fortunate this year, and again, this is the first year that we've been doing this, but we've been fortunate in working with Junior Achievement of the National Capital Area to help us with identifying some schools to work with, in addition to some other high schools in the area as well that we've just conducted some of our own outreach to. And then, you know, working with our network of federal agencies that we do so much with already to identify good host opportunities for these students.
Do you think this is a two-part benefit where not only these young people are coming in, learning more about federal service, maybe planting the seed to be interested in public service, but on the other end, gives those agencies, those managers, an idea of what it is the next generation is looking for when it comes to jobs and job flexibility and mobile data, that sort of thing? Everybody learns a little something?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, to some extent, this is I'm not going to say this is has all of the advantages of an internship program like we've talked about frequently, that you know the intern gets to kick the tires and figure out if this is a place they want to work. The agency kind of gets to kick the tires a little bit and say, is this somebody that we want in? But it's a mini version of that to some extent. And I think, Amy, your point is dead on, is it's looking at both sides of the equation. Hopefully these students will be exposed to something maybe that they hadn't thought about before. And this will, in fact, be a little bit of a teaser for things to come on their part. Within the federal agencies, I think it does give them a good glimpse into what students are looking for. What are they looking for in employment? How are they going to look at things a little differently than maybe you and I or other folks within this agency? So I think it really does help both sides of the equation, you know, figure out who we need and what it really takes to get the work of the agency done.
And the second part is this first ever federal jobs workshop. It's going to be on the National Mall. Tell us what this is.
Given the focus of PSRW and focus on highlighting cool things that federal employees are doing, we're doing the first ever federal jobs day, and that's going to take place on Saturday on the National Mall. And in addition to the agency exhibits that'll be on the mall, under the big tent, there's going to be opportunities for potential job seekers to learn about, you know, a myriad of job opportunities in fields such as public health, international affairs, security, energy, and the environment, and also get some tips on how you go about finding and applying for federal jobs. So again, designed to give people who are potentially interested in federal opportunities a little bit of a glimpse into, again, what it's like to walk in the shoes of somebody who's involved in a public health occupation within government, but also, so again, spotlighting the opportunities and then also helping them understand, get a little bit better understanding of how to navigate the system and get in.
Last Saturday on Saturday Night Live, there was this skit that they did, essentially making fun of public service. And I just wanted to get your take on it because it's gotten a lot of discussion out there, made some people very angry and upset. I'm sure you saw it. What did you take away from that?
Yeah, two takeaways, and we've talked a lot about this in previous conversations that we've had. A couple of things. One, and Amy asked this, you know, did I think it was not funny because I'm just too close to it? That may in fact be part of it. At the partnership, we're trying to demystify federal government, to shine a spotlight on the great things that federal employees are doing, and this did None of that. So, yes, maybe I was too close to it. Maybe I am too close to it to think that it's funny. But ultimately, the thing not to make fun about government is the people who are actually working in government, because those are actually the people who are really making things happen. So, yes, you said there may be a lot that's wrong with government, but again, this has been played on so many times that again, really lost the funniness factor. You know, recently there was a Gallup survey that was released that looked at confidence levels in government, trust in government over time. And again, trust in government and confidence in government is continuing to decrease among the general public. You know, skits like this on whether it's Saturday Night Live or you know, negative news stories about what's wrong without also shining the light on what's good.
Yep.
Only serve to continue to undermine that. And that, I think, is actually back to our previous conversation. I think that's the beauty of Public Service Recognition Week.
Absolutely.
Is to shine the spotlight on all the great things that are being done.